I want to talk to you this morning about repentance and maturity. I understand there's a football game this afternoon. I'm not sure who's playing. One of my exercises in maturity is learning how to watch and enjoy the game without becoming too upset. And I will freely admit that is a very difficult challenge for the young boy that lives very much in his heart. It's very easy to get upset with those penalties and dropped passes. Very easy. But today's epistle reading gives us guidance and it gives us hope. So let me read it for you. It's a very short one. Brethren, brothers and sisters, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to mankind. And in his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Mature manhood, or mature womanhood, if you will. What does that mean? When I read things in Scripture, when I read words in our prayers, sometimes certain words jump out at me and I ask myself, what does that mean? What does mature manhood mean? So I began to think about that and wonder. And I thought of examples of maturity, how we start out as one size and one age, right? And then we grow, hopefully, God willing. We get taller, we get bigger. Hopefully we get smarter, a little more gentle in our hearts. I venture to tell you that maturity and repentance are one and the same thing. Think about repentance. We are born selfish. That's our problem. In the Garden of Eden, we chose ourself, our self-direction, our purposes, our wants, instead of what God told us. We disobeyed. We chose ourself instead of Him. It seems to me this purpose in life, this growing, this maturing in life, is a process of repenting of self and choosing others. We choose to sacrifice for others. Isn't that what Christ did for us? He came to show us that the way was not self. Self is a dead end. Literally. Self is a dead end. Literally. It has one ending, and it's down there. We, through repentance, repentance means turning around. Stopping, catching yourself, coming to yourself as the prodigal son, turning around and going towards what? Towards self? No. Towards God and others. That is the path of maturity. So as we grow, we learn that it's okay to share with your brother, like I have, who's 6 years younger, who I never wanted to play with. I didn't want anything to do with him, right? He's 6 years younger. He's a kid. We don't want him around. I'm embarrassed of some of the things I did with him or to him. We get along well now. But if you have a brother or sister, love them. Be gentle. Be gracious. I see the smirks. I know it's not always easy. But you only have one. Your brothers and sisters are precious. They really are your whole family, your mom and dad, those cousins that annoy you. Believe me, when you get married, you're going to love it when you look out there and you see them in the audience, in the pews. It's a blessing when you get together. This maturity, we just came through it with the holiday season when the relatives come in from far and wide. And honestly, some of them we like and some of them we don't, right? Come on, we can all admit it. That's okay. The process of maturity is putting up with them. What does Christ call us to do? With grace and love and peace and fear of God, go forth. Now you may tell me, well, Father, I just can't do it. I'm sorry. Aunt Mimi just gets on my last nerve, and there's just no way I can possibly be civil to this woman. Well, that's okay. You don't have to do it all by yourself. What did it say at the beginning? Brethren, brothers and sisters, grace was given to us according to the measure of Christ's gift. So if you know you are about to face a difficult situation or a person, pray to God for the grace to handle it with love and compassion. Be as kind and as generous as you can, and then get out of the kitchen. Don't place yourself in a longer trial than you need to. Respond with love and grace, and then move. And if it comes up again, respond with love and grace and prayer and hope. But in this way, we will grow. We will grow to maturity, to repentance. In that way, we'll be a good example for our children. And in our own lives, we will find some measure of peace as we no longer have to go to bed thinking those thoughts, why did I do that? Why did I say this? Why did I let myself react in that way? If we can more fully repent and be mature throughout the day, the night may go better. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.